Kicking off a press conference today in Washington, D.C., House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said the immigration legislation already includes measures from Democrats and Republicans.
Just about every element you can name is something that already has bipartisan support or has been initiated by the Republicans. I think there is a path to comprehensive immigration reform.
The Democrats joining Pelosi today to talk about immigration reform proposals say the focus of such legislation should be economic in nature. Southern Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva says that's an important distinction for those who represent residents living along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Border Caucus feels very strongly, and it's reiterated by the leader, about a pathway to citizenship. But we also feel really strongly that part of the security of our borders has to do with economic security on our borders, has to do with ports of entry that are functional, enhanced trade and commerce, and has to do with full staffing of customs.
Grijalva also says the thousands of people who have died along the border in the last decade are a sign that discussions about border security should be broad and not just about fencing.
So we're asking that part of the consideration needs to be humanitarian support, search and rescue, how to educate and prevent those deaths, targeting human trafficking, all have to be part of border security. The definition of border security has been hijacked to talk just about how many, what armaments, what technology.
Grijalva also calls to action the House GOP leadership.
The Speaker and his caucus have a immense responsibility not only to move a bipartisan bill forward, and many of the elements we'll talk about today are indeed bipartisan, but also, more importantly, to have the temperament and the courage to put something together that'll solve this issue for the long term.
Others joined Pelosi and Grijalva today in calling for a shift in focus in immigration reform discussions. They say more fencing could inhibit trade with Mexico, which contributes to 6 million jobs in the United States. Congressman Beto O'Rourke represents a border district in Texas. He also says economic development should be the goal of immigration reform legislation.
If we diverted even a fraction of the $40 billion in the Corker-Hovind Amendment that militarizes the U.S.-Mexico border to facilitating trade and economic growth, we'd create millions more jobs in the United States, billions of dollars more in economic activity. And really, at the end of the day, Republican or Democrat, that's why we're here, to create jobs, to create opportunity, to create economic growth.
He says creating jobs and a pathway to citizenship are the priorities for the Democratic Border Caucus in the House. Pelosi echoes that.
If you want infrastructure, have it be infrastructure that facilitates commerce and trade and family unification rather than make it more expensive to trade with Mexico.
Last month, the U.S. Senate passed its version of comprehensive immigration reform, and House Democrats have been pushing for their chamber to consider the same Senate legislation. House Republicans say they are working on their own version of immigration reform. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.